Hey guys, what's up? It's Bunye and this is Bands with Bunye. I'm absolutely excited. Yeah. I have someone, a special guest with me today. So, introduction?
Yeah. This is my first time on Bands with Bunye.
Yeah.
I've been hearing J's about Bands with Bunye. The podcast is really nice. So, I was like, when she told me that Sky, you're going to be my guest, I was like, excited. Like, cool.
Yes, Bunye. Yes. It's so, happening live right now. This is Fikayo.
My name is Fikayo. I'm a 500 level chemical engineering student. I talk on radio at OFM in Lurie, and I do so much things.
Listen to him on OFM and welcome to the show. So this year's theme, the theme for International Women's Day is Balance for Better. So yeah, the UN has another theme. What's that one called?
Think Smart.
Think Equal.
Build Smart.
And Innovate for Change. So that's the hashtag most women have been going on with on social media this year. I mean, and I love the movement so much. I even did a video of it, so you can go check me out on social media and find out what video I did. At the end of this episode, I'll be sure to leave my handles so you can check out the movement I did with a couple of other women. And oh my God, it was so interesting. I feel like there's a whole lot more awareness. Last year, I didn't know anything about International Women's Day.
I think I knew something about International Women's Day, but this year's awareness is
greater. It's huge, yes. And I like Balance for Better. I like the pose.
The Balance for
Better. With your two hands up, yeah. I like the pose a lot. I didn't do the pose, but I like the pose.
I think I saw so many people doing the pose on social media with the hand. They say, okay, I can't see it right now, but with the hand and something.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll do the pose. Then we'll take a picture. We'll put it on our social media.
Yeah, so you can check it out there.
Yes,
International Women's Day, for you that don't know, it's celebrated every March 8th.
8th of March.
8th of March. Every year. And the significance it is for Civil Awareness Day, because some people feel that Women's Day, that why are they celebrating
women?
Why are they celebrating women? That if we are supporting gender equality, then why are they celebrating women? Why are the women celebrating in their day and the men don't celebrate? But people don't know that there is International Men's Day.
There actually
people
is. Hyper-masculinity.
For those that don't know, International Men's Day is celebrated every November 19th.
November 19th. So but they most likely won't still celebrate it.
Yeah, because they feel that, okay? That they are superior, yeah, you can say that.
Yes, that's what they feel. Did you say they can say that? They're not allowed to say it. No, not in this podcast.
Yes, definitely. But why they say, I feel that everyone should be equal.
Equal, yes, given equal and fair rights. Yeah. And that's the importance of International Women's Day. It's so significant to a lot of women because women are going through a lot in the workplace. Women are going through a lot socially on the streets.
Everywhere, even in our homes.
Even
in our homes.
Our
homes. Are going through of things.
I can testify, definitely.
Okay, I think I'll see your experience, because you're a lady, so...
Yes, I can definitely testify. I can... usually back in secondary school.
Yeah.
Whenever we did something at school and then they'd come report, my dad would be like, go and tell your mother, or my dad would be like, my dad would tell my mom, oh, look at what your daughter did. So there's always that specificity that women should bear the brunt of any bad decisions, you know, and there's this idea that, oh, the women are meant to cook, the women are meant to do this, or as a woman, there's certain things my dad would not want me to do. My dad can let my brothers go out, but then, oh, no, you don't do that.
You're a lady, that's not a good career path for you. Yeah.
And certain things, I consider my parents modern in many sense of, in a sense of the word, but certain times I just feel like, no, there's that subconscious thing that no matter how modern we've gotten, we have to like obviously and consciously knock it out of them. I think
in terms of gender, there's nothing called you're a male, you're a female, but just that the way our mind have been stereotyped, because a lady has to do this. It happens at home that even like a girl, a girl and a man and a guy, to be at home, then the next thing probably their mother, their parents just say, ah, you, Bunye, What are you doing? Go and wash the pot. Go and wash this.
Go and do something. Why can't what about the guy?
Do it? Because the way the guy of okay, fine. I mean, my mom doesn't want me to do this. My mom doesn't want me to do that. So definitely,
he grows up like that. Yeah, and so we end up making more crappy men, and that's the cycle continues.
Don't say crappy men. Yeah, I'm also a man.
I'm not saying you guys. I'm just saying that's what happens when the cycle continues without any conscious effort to uproot it. Yeah. So International Women's Day is just here for all of that. Some certain basic women rights, in case you didn't know.
And women rights, they're also human rights.
Exactly. They're human rights.
Because you're a woman, they don't have this.
Exactly. You don't have any less of what any other human being is to have. And that is the right to live free from violence, slavery, and discrimination, the right to vote, to be educated, to own property, to earn a fair and equal wage. And these are like basic UN human rights, and all women have that. Just a really quick one about the fair and equal wage. I feel like patriarchy was rattled in my hostel, and I feel like for the first time ever I've watched patriarchy lose. I've never ever watched patriarchy lose. If you've seen that, well, I haven't ever seen that. But then there's this guy who works in my hostel, and he's a porter. And basically he does everything. So one time we're all having a discussion, because we're all girls and it's a girl's hostel.
And the porter, he does everything.
Like, there are female porters, but he's like the only male porter. And then, clean up this place, he's the one. Fumigation, he's the one.
Because he's the guy,
they pass on all the hard work to him. And I feel like finally patriarchy has started losing, because he earns the same wages with these other guys, but he's doing more work. It has never ever happened. It has never happened. In fact, many times what we see is the reverse, where women are doing just as much work and not getting paid as much, because you're a woman. I mean, it happened to Oprah Winfrey. You're a woman, what do you need all that money for?
Like, seriously, when I hear just that, okay, you're a woman, what do you need?
Oh my God, wigs are expensive.
So many people say that, okay, fine, you're a woman, you don't have to get to a certain height. If your husband has a PhD, you have to get to the master's.
Why do I have to have a future?
I don't have
your
life.
Don't you have an ambition of yourself, of your own? And that's also very, very important. So, yes, on this episode, we're going to be talking about prominent women, that have made... that have thought about equal and equality and equanimity for women and men in the society.
And the first one that will come to my mind
is Chimamanda.
Funny enough, Chimamanda came to Lagos, I think 2 days ago. And
I saw that on your status.
And I was sad. Why am I still in Lurie? I meant to go. Like, she looks so... She's 41.
Yeah, she's 41. I saw her birthday video and she looks so young. Amazing. Yeah. Black don't crack, brother. Black don't crack.
I love your color. I love my color. I'm black. I love my color.
Definitely. So Chimamanda is one person to be absolutely celebrated.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about the... There was a time last year where she had this scandal. Going on about chivalry. Do you know, until early last year, I called it chivalry.
I knew that. I knew it was chivalry.
Until someone corrected me, and the funny thing is, I argued so much until I found out.
Please, Google is your friend.
Google was my enemy that day, but I've learned it's chivalry. So Chimamanda talked about chivalry in the society, and she talked about guys holding the doors open for women, and how the idea is just a social misconstruct to make guys feel like they're being kind. Meanwhile, it's not exactly what it is, because if you're being kind, you not only have to open the door or hold the door open for a woman, you can hold the door open for a man. And if you cannot do that, then don't bother holding the door open for me. So she talked about that, and there was a lot of social uprising.
I read a lot of things on Twitter, on Instagram, on the internet. It was everywhere, because my own 2 cents on the topic was, if as a guy, you want to, because she's a woman, because she's a female, she has to open the door for her. Why can't she open the door for her? But if you're kind, if you're nice, but don't look at that because she's a woman, and no, I have to do this, I have to do that. Don't just why just so just someone like you.
Yeah.
So just stop that.
Definitely.
And people just people in Nigeria. No, okay, not Nigeria. Yeah. So it's worldwide.
It's a worldwide situation, and that's what you see. Like, what do you mean? And she was on the Trevor Noah show. And by the way, Trevor Noah is my absolute idol. I love Trevor. I think he's hilarious. Yeah, FYI. Yeah. I think he's hilarious. So
I don't, if you don't,
you're cancelled. So yes, that's Chimamanda, and that's what's been going on with her. Rick. So another person I believe is of worthy mention, she's absolutely on my radar, and her name is Chidera Egberue. A lot of people don't know her by that name.
Yeah, but everybody,
everybody knows the hashtag saggy boobs matter, and she invented that hashtag, and she's the slum flower on social media. And she invented saggy boobs matter. Like I say, she's a writer, she's an activist.
She's a fashion blogger. I said on Wikipedia.
She's not a fashion blogger.
I said on Wikipedia.
Yes, she's fashionable. I love how she loves her body and she wears stuff that actually fits her body.
Yeah.
But no, God, she's a fashion blogger.
Is that Wikipedia code? She's a
fashion blogger. Wikipedia, chill. Okay. Jeez.
Let's move that.
So, yeah, but she's a Nigerian who lives in the UK. And she's absolutely on my radar because of how confident she is. I love how every day, all day, she's been able to think equal, build smart, innovative ways. Her book, What a Time to Be Alone, is an absolute bestseller. I haven't read it yet, but I will read it.
I've not seen it either.
Yeah, but you should read it. And if you can't, just hearing about Chidera.
Yeah, so. Actually, I had to go and check her out. That's okay. But when I saw the movement, the hashtag,
you know the funny thing is, the hashtag is proof that we actually need the hashtag.
Yes, because
a lot of people, do you see in her, on her social media, they've said mean things like about her boobs, or let her wear a bra, let her do this, let her
Why
do that.
Why do people body shame people?
Like, I don't understand.
Because you have saggy boobs, why?
I can't even come to terms with it.
Because you are this, you are that. Why do people body shame? Like, body shaming is a very bad thing to do. Because like, God created the person.
And
why are you shaming the
no
person?
Sense. Like, I don't understand where the idea comes from. The entire idea people have about saggy boobs is that, oh, it comes from when you had XXX or when you were older.
Yeah.
And she's come to show us that that's actually not true.
She's 24.
Of young people. She's 24. Yeah. She's a young achiever. And there are a lot of young people who have saggy boobs, but then they're all hiding behind. Bras are uncomfortable. Putting that out, PSA, public service announcement. Bras are uncomfortable. Fikayo, oh my goodness.
Ow.
Basically, they cause a lot of back and chest pain. You know, there's the iron thing that goes around, and it has to be firm to, quote-unquote, hold up your boobs. And I don't think a woman would have invented bras. Do you think a woman would have invented something
like,
so uncomfortable for her?
Definitely. No. Not all women are uncomfortable with bras.
I believe all women are. Okay, you guys, let's not have this argument. Let's not have this argument. This is what we're going to do very shortly. So, if you're listening to this, you can go on social media and go on Twitter. My Twitter is shefancesthat.
And Fikayo. Adefikayooye.
Adefikayooye.
Oye. Yeah,
Oye. Fikayo, how it's pronounced. Adefikayo, how it's pronounced. Adefikayooye.
Together.
So, you guys can go to our social media and tell us if you're a woman, if you feel comfortable with bras. There are actually certain bras without the irons and everything.
Yeah, I think there is something called off bra or something. I don't know. Off bra. Is there something called off bra?
Off bras? No.
But
I've never heard of off bras,
okay,
actually.
I don't know.
So
I think I've heard something like that before.
I'm trash. I trashed the bra movement. I have a total of 3 bras right now. I wear
total of 3 bras.
Yes, I wear it like on certain days. Other days I just don't bother with it.
So you just go braless.
Yes, because it's absolutely free. And some people point out, oh my God, your nipples are showing. Oh my God, your boobs are saggy. Oh my God, none of your business. So I feel like first things first. One of the greatest things that is the movement about women is that they should not be told what to do with their own bodies. It's very important.
And nobody tells the guy
what to do with his own body.
The guy is doing a lot of things with their body. And nobody says anything.
Yes.
He's a guy.
Yeah, he's a guy.
But
yes.
Because a lady, like everyone has an opinion about you, right?
Exactly. Right. All of a sudden, it needs to change. That is the whole move in essence.
And we have a lot of great women in Nigeria. Let's come back to our country. Our
Nigerian, by the way. She just doesn't live here.
She's British Nigerian. I like that.
Okay, yeah.
And first of all, people that make it in music.
Yes, women, because it's not even an easy industry for
them. It's not easy at all because the way they look at women as, you're a woman. Oh, no, I'm not interested in your song. You're singing a soulful song. No, I'm interested. But there are women making it. Example, you have Tiwa Savage.
Tiwa, I like Tiwa.
I'm a fan, I'm a big fan. I think everyone that knows me know that I'm a big fan of Tiwa Savage. Yeah, I love Tiwa Savage.
Okay, there's going to be a bias, but let's hear what you have to say about Tiwa.
Okay, Tiwa Savage, she's the first female artist that won the EMAs, the best African act that won the EMAs. She won it last year. She has been breaking boundaries,
records
everywhere. Yeah. She's not everywhere in London, in America, South Africa, everywhere. She's not, she had a show in London last year
at O2. Yeah, and I heard about that. That's a big deal.
Anything Whiskey can do.
First female African artist to sell out O2.
Yeah, she's the first.
First female African based in Africa.
Yes,
sell out O2. That's really interesting. So we have Tiwa. We have Tenny the Entertainer. I like
that's
Tenny.
That's my baby girl.
I like how Tenny does not conform to beauty standards. Yes, I agree. Tenny might be a bit overweight, but it's not my opinion on her body.
I heard someone say that she's the only fat person
in Nigeria who is allowed to be fat.
I know
she's overweight, and I'm only concerned because of her weight of her health and nothing more. But I feel like I love how she embraces. She wears clothes her size. She doesn't force into weird stuff. She wears stuff that fits her personality.
Everything they just like and be comfortable with what you are wearing.
She's conform to makeup standards.
I saw a video not quite long. She and Niniola is her sister, by the way. So like, you know, like Tenny, I need to be teaching you makeup, how to wear makeup. I need to even buy wigs for you.
Yeah.
So like, okay, if you have to do this, you have to wear my drag. You have to do that. Like, okay, fine.
Because she identifies, her style identifies with her personality. Yeah. And that's very important. For whatever we put on, we should be so comfortable in it.
Yeah, that's just amazing. Don't just do things because you're a lady or a man. I think
that happens a lot because a lot of people will look at women and say, oh, you're dressed indecently. And I always ask, what is the bar for decency or indecency? Where exactly do we call? How high is the skirt up before we say, oh, it's indecent?
I think
you should let her put on what she wants. It does not give you an excuse to rape her, to do anything.
That's very, very bad. That's like the victim never at fault. Like, even like, I tell people that, even like, wear pants and bra. I'm walking around the street, around everywhere. That's not a reason for you to rape any lady.
Why? Because of what?
A criminal act. And like the rapist, like she passed in law very soon that a rapist should be killed immediately. I think I'm very passionate about that.
Passing that law is giving them so much mercy.
Because they have to have sense. Because
it's giving them mercy on so many
the
levels.
Also have, no, I don't like that. And we also have great people. We also have.
Work.
Then another person that I think is worthy to be mentioned is Moabudu. She's a media mogul. She owns Ebony Life TV.
Yeah.
She's the boss of a lot of people, Tokima Kiwa, The Likes, Bolanle, Lukanya, and so many.
I don't know those names, but she's been doing great things.
A lot of things. Movies, wedding party.
Even this lady who directs movies.
Kemi Adetiba,
yeah, absolutely.
Kemi Adetiba is doing great things.
Genevieve Naji, oh my God, yes. Round of applause for Genevieve. Yes, the first Nigerian movie on Netflix to be bought by Netflix. Absolutely amazing. She's opening great ways for other Nigerian movies to get in there. I heard Chief Daddy is going to be on Netflix soon. So it's absolutely amazing seeing what Nigerian women...
We can't leave this episode and talk about Funke Akindele. like she has done a lot of great
things. Yes, Jennifer. It would be funny if I told you I never watched the movie.
Are you serious?
Just the series.
And do you still follow the series?
No, I don't.
I think it's kind of lengthy right now.
Too long.
But I see some things on IG story and whatnot. And there are also women making it
in the banking industry.
The chairman of GT Bank is Osaritin Demiren. If I don't know,
is that GT Bank or Access Bank? Okay, Demiren Osaritin.
And Demiren, if you don't know Demiren, you know tools.
The curvy OAP, definitely. Tools' mother is also just as amazing as her daughter-in-law, because Tools is absolutely amazing. And she's worth mention here. Yeah. And then we also have the chairman of Access Bank, who's Mrs. Mosun Bello Olusoga. I hope I pronounced that right.
Yeah, I think so.
So there are more and more women who are breaking boundaries. Oh my God! Yes, I think the richest woman,
the richest woman in Africa
right now, and she's a petroleum, oil and gas mogul.
Yeah.
And I'm absolutely glad about these women. We cannot mention all the women, but then I want to mention my mother, even though she does not have full knowledge on the facts. Although she's still following societal and subconsciously following those norms. But I feel like she's someone who has pushed so much. I mean, if I'm going to actually talk about a lot of things my mom has done, I might start becoming teary-eyed. My mom has been supportive. My mom has provided for us at times when nobody else could.
Mm.
Yeah, and I think it's worthy of mention.
Strong woman.
Yes,
strong woman.
My mom is a strong woman.
And definitely. Amazing. I'll talk about the two special people in my life. My mom and my sister.
Yeah!
Like, I think I get a shout out.
She's beautiful.
Everyone says my sister is beautiful. And I'm also awesome. Yeah.
Oh, please.
I'm also awesome. Yeah. So I'm talking about my mom and my sister. Like, they're the two special people in my life. And they've been amazing. They're strong. Yeah. Typical strong woman. My mom is a typical strong African woman.
Yeah.
Like Yoruba. Typical strong Yoruba woman.
Yeah.
So I'm going to shout out on this.
She raised me and I didn't turn out bad. You're listening to my podcast. I couldn't have turned out bad.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. We've come to the end of the episode. We couldn't take every single woman and we couldn't talk about too much.
I can't stop right now. Like, I'm still in the mood to laugh and talk more.
I absolutely enjoyed this podcast. Tell me if you enjoyed this podcast. You can find me on social media. I'm She Fancies That on every single social media platform. And what's your handle?
I am at Adefika Yoyi.
On Twitter, on Instagram.
You can just click the follow and then definitely I follow back.
Definitely. So you can find us and you can give us feedback. I love feedback. So give me feedback and tell me what you think. Tell me where you listen from. And I'd love to hear more and more from you guys. Thank you so much. I am Bunye.
And I'm Fikaya. And don't forget to listen to my show on radio.
Yes, OFM.
OFM.
Yes, 92.5 on Wednesdays and on Saturdays. Keep an ear out for Fikaya. This is Bants with Bunye.
Bunye, my pleasure.
See you another time.
It's my pleasure being a guest on this,
yeah!
on this podcast. Because I really enjoyed myself.
I absolutely enjoyed it. So we're going to do this another time. Yes,
definitely.
All right, bye guys.
Bye.